happening here.
You shouldn't trust me, but you'll find out why.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Circa 1983, not circa 1983, 1983. That song was recorded in 1983 in freaking Nigeria by a man by the name of William Onyeber. I discovered this song back on the end of last year. There was a song was playing and someone's like, here's what song that is. And anybody who listens to any podcast I produce this week is going to hear that song. It's called Fantastic Man. And it's just a... makes me smile, makes me happy, and that's what this is all about. This is the Greg DeMarco Show. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me in all of your forms of social media at ChairShotGreg. And this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco Show is going to be a lot of fun for me and maybe fun for Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales. I'm going to introduce them, but I'm going to wait, and you'll find out why. But first, a couple quick reminders. Head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your very own ChairShot t-shirt. We'll let Miranda do that later and explain the whole ordeal, but right now we will keep that just a little bit short. And also remember to go on over to powerslam.tv and pick up your, or not pick up, you know, picking up anything. You're subscribing and you're getting a free month by putting in the promo code ChairShot. As you're going to hear here in a second, over 150 of your favorite wrestling promotions and Combat Zone Wrestling. Powerslam.tv, promo code ChairShot.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
What you can't see is Miranda trying to induce seizures for Patrick and I as she readjusts everything in her office there while we record the show. Powerslam.tv, promo code ChairShot. $6 a month normally. Go over there, powerslam.tv, and you'll get yourself a free week, or use the promo code ChairShot and get yourself a free month. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That puzzled look on the two faces that I see. I think Patrick knows what this is. He's shaking his head, and Miranda's now starting to figure it out. It is time for the second ever edition of the Wrestling Game Show here on the Greg DeMarco Show. Now, allow me.
I need another reminder of how little I know about wrestling.
Allow me to introduce to you your contestants on this week's edition of the Wrestling Game Show. First the challenger, one of my two best friends in the whole entire world. For over 16 years, he's at Wrestling Realist on the Twitter. That's WrestlingRealist. It's the Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd.
FABULOUS.
The look on your face right now is amazing.
Oh, I hate this. I hate these episodes.
I know you do.
I've already decided. I
know you do.
This is what keeps me from hashtag Patrick500.
I don't know. You never know. Like, there may be a category or two in here that could favor you. We'll find out very soon. But
that's always proven not true in the past.
But before we do that, we need to introduce the champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I serve as the advocate for the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Champion.
She is the Wrestling Game Show Champion. One of my two best friends in the whole entire world, going back 16 months, at the hashtag Miranda on social media. The queen of soft style, Miranda Morales. I'm nowhere near her theme song. There we go. How excited are you guys to be participating in another wrestling game show?
Oh, yeah, about that. Reschedule
angry
this?
Angry square face emoji. That's how I feel about this.
I love
angry
it.
Angry yeah. Square face emoji.
I mean,
Patrick's pissed and I'm just exhausted. So, I mean, like, I don't know what you're going to get from us this.
It's maybe
he'll find a way for you to win again.
Maybe this will be Patrick's opportunity to beat you and become the new reigning, defending, undisputed Wrestling Game Show champion.
If I win, do I have to have that stupid Paul Heyman thing in front of me too?
No, ooh. No, you don't.
Okay. You don't. Champion's choice.
That's right.
I mean, really,
there will be a champion's really, advantage.
Who has control of the sound bites?
Yeah, we both Craig lose. Craig we all know. Yeah.
Happen. We know yeah, we that all, that's not true.
We all lose here. We all lose here.
So it is time for the second ever edition of the Wrestling Game Show. Are you guys ready to know your categories?
Sure.
God, I'm so excited about these categories. These are going to be fun. Category number one, Impact Wrestling, Hard to Kill. Category number two, the NWA on TBS. See, Patrick perked up at that one. Category number three, WCW Power Plant Graduates.
Oh my God.
Category number four, finish the sentence. You'll obviously be asked to finish the sentence. Category number five, purely subjective, is the name of category number five. Now, as a recap, Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales did go to war once before in addition of the Wrestling Game Show. Miranda was victorious, so she will be the defending champion, so she'll get to go first. She also has champion's advantage, which means if this goes to a draw, she will retain her championship. Now, I'm opening the spreadsheet so that I can keep score, because I didn't already have it open, because why would I? So,
is there a TV time remaining time limit?
What's the time?
I don't think we really need to worry about that.
What? I mean, but you know, like, do you have a backup game show ready in case this one finishes early?
A substitute? No.
Perhaps.
I don't.
You're wrong. We're not Monopoly, Parcheesi. Sorry. Maybe. Any of those.
No, I don't. 23-15 was the score
last time between Patrick O'Dowd.
We needed to remember that beat down.
Miranda Morales. Of course we did. We got to reset that before we. It's a radio term. We got to reset that before you.
Setting the tone.
So, Miranda will go first. Remember, a correct answer is worth 2 points. And if the answer is wrong, the other person has an opportunity to steal. Whoever gets the answer right gains control of the board. If neither person gets the answer right, the original person who picked regains control of the board. When it's your if you're trying to steal, you can also forego your attempt at stealing just to take control of the board. So those are the same rules as last time.
So many rules. I just don't remember. I won't remember all of them.
You will. Seriously, you're just.
Red, I love how much he overestimates my knowledge of NWA wrestling on TBS.
You're gonna be just fine. You're gonna be just fine.
If you had said AWA wrestling on ESPN,
watch out for Keith.
Keith, in this case, being Greg Gagne, who is the ultimate Keith wrestler ever. Oh, well, geez, you know, I think these are going to be easy for you. We'll see.
Okay.
Anyway, we shall see.
We shall see.
May or may not have a final question planned as well. We'll see how that goes. All right, Miranda, you get to go first. You have control of the board. Your first topic is?
Yeah, I will take purely subjective for 100, Alex.
Oh, why are you going straight to that one? Okay. The greatest professional wrestler walking God's green earth today.
The greatest professional wrestler walking God's green earth today. Yes.
Three, two.
That's going to be Adam Cole, baby.
You are correct. 2 points for Miranda. You maintain control of the board.
What was the other category?
Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill, the NWA on TBS, WCW Power Plant Graduates, Finish the Sentence, and Purely Subjective.
I want to say, let's go to WCW Power Plant Graduates.
Okay.
For 500.
For 2 points. Okay, good. Glad you said that. This, sometimes I write these questions, and when I see them again, it makes me laugh. This fitness guru is one of the two Power Plant graduates to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, and that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
That's Diamond Dallas Page.
I gotta get to the sound bites here. That is correct. You are now up 4-0. Patrick is shaking his head on the inside. Okay. Miranda has the lead
on the outside
and control of the board.
We'll continue with the WCW Power Plant graduates.
Hang on, I gotta cross out the ones that we've already done so I don't go back to them. And everything's being really slow today. All right, second question. WCW Power Plant graduates. This WWE Hall of Famer graduated from the Power Plant before going on to be the WWF champion and a founding member of the NWO in that order.
And that would be
3 seconds.
Oh, Kevin Nash.
Right under the wire. That's 6 points for Miranda and control of the board. Maybe she'll sweep all 25 questions. Maybe. Somehow I doubt it.
Maybe not, yeah. Speaking of things I won't sweep, let's go to NWA on TBS. Because that's going to be painful.
She just feels bad and wants Patrick to go. Heel faction that always had all of the fan support in the Techwood Drive studios.
Is that the Four Horsemen?
That would be the Four Horsemen, yes. I'll give you your points there. All right. Used to 8-0. You have control of the board.
Oh, yeah, we'll continue with NWA on TBS.
Okay. Patrick, this might be your opportunity. Long-bearded individual often referred to as the Boogie Woogie Man.
You're right. I don't know.
Patrick O'Dowd.
The Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant. All right.
Patrick O'Dowd is on the board. The score is 8-1 in favor of Miranda Morales. Patrick has control of the board.
Yeah, let's just stay in the category. Since okay.
Tag team, tag team who beat the Rock and Roll Express for the World Tag Team Championship in a rare Techwood Drive studio title change for those belts.
Oh, God. Was that the Midnight Express?
Miranda, would you like to answer the question or take control of the board?
Nah, that was going to be my guess. So, because that's the only other tag team, NWA tag team I remember.
Nah, so. It could have been the Road Warriors. It could have been.
Nope. Rick Rude and the Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez.
Oh, Manny Fernandez. That's really? Right.
Yep.
They were still together then? Damn.
Yeah, that's when they had their one run.
Well, Miranda, what Greg didn't tell you, this is Greg's wheelhouse. Like, if Greg was doing
category. Yeah.
I mean, I did make up the questions. There were some that I had to look up, but I did make up the questions. All right, Miranda, you have control of the board.
No, she doesn't.
We'll stay.
Yes, she does, because she didn't answer. So instead, she elected to take control of the board.
Fine.
Yeah, because
it's strategic.
I would have answered if I would have known any more tag teams. We'll stay in the category, Alex, for $750.
I love how you're giving them dollar amounts.
Promoter who purchased the historic 6:05 p.m. time slot only to sell it back for a huge profit.
I don't know.
Patrick O'Dowd?
Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Junior, sorry.
Patrick has two.
I allow it.
Patrick has two. Miranda has eight. First of all, I allow it.
No, I have four.
If I'm the champion, then
both years you stole. Both years were steals.
So they're only worth. No, you didn't clarify that it was only for a point.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
In the beginning.
No, you said you could steal. Anyway, we'll finish the category.
Name of the studios used to record the NWA on TBS.
The Techwood Studios that you were just talking about? That you named in two previous questions?
Techwood Drive Studios.
Yes. Oh, did I say Drive?
I'm going to give it to you. Yes, that was the point.
Sorry, I didn't say Drive.
I made sure to name it twice, yes. Just in case someone then got it wrong and we'd all laugh.
I'll allow it, Greg. I mean,
you don't. This isn't your show.
I'm just as a champion. I should. That's the advantage. I'm the rules.
Right. Not yet. About an hour.
Okay. So I forgot the categories again.
It's a great time for a recap. The score is currently Miranda 8, Patrick 4. Patrick's on the comeback trail. We still have all five questions of Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill. We have three remaining questions in WCW Power Plant Graduates. All five questions in Finish the Sentence, and four remaining questions in Purely Subjective.
Let's see how bad I am at the power plant. I'll do the next power plant graduates. Okay. WCW power plant graduates.
Probably get this one. Former martial arts star that called his mama and then graduated from the power plant.
That's Ernest the Cat Miller.
Yes, it is. Very good. It's now 8-6. Patrick's catching up.
Patrick. Let's finish the sentence.
So I will start the sentence. Yes. You obviously will finish the sentence.
Do all of them start with Taylor?
Oh, God. No. We haven't done that in a long time. Maybe next week. Over 150 of your favorite promotions and...
I don't listen to our promo. I was getting a drink. I don't remember the name of the promo. Go ahead. Miranda, steal it.
Over 150 of your favorite promotions and...
Is it CZW?
I would have accepted CZW or Combat Zone Wrestling. That is 1 point for Miranda. It is now 9 for Miranda, 6 for Patrick.
You should really learn the sponsors, huh?
You should, yeah. You really should.
Let's continue with the category for 1,000.
Or 2 points. Know your damn role and.
Oh, I couldn't get that one.
You could have paid attention.
And shut your mouth.
Nope.
Close enough. I gave you Techwood Studios. I'll give her.
No. I'm just saying. Like, I thought she was just yelling at me. I know you were going to give her the benefit of the doubt. You give, I mean, your 16-month best friend is, you know, the one who gets all the breaks.
She's got a t-shirt. Man.
Let me give you your points. Hang on. I'm just listening to Patrick complain. Okay. 11-6 in favor of Miranda. Miranda has control of the board.
We'll continue with this category.
Clap for your world famous 6-time champs and...
Feel the power?
Patrick, you really should have paid attention at the beginning of the show. These would all be yours.
Yeah.
Would you just see a picture of Mandy Rose or something? Like, what was that?
No. Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
That's how I feel about this show.
I noticed.
Meh. Okay.
13-6.
Those of you who don't want to listen to this, tune into Bandwagon Nerds. It just got posted today.
It did. Finally.
You guys should do a Jeopardy type. I think that'd be fun for Bandwagon Nerds.
I hate to make Brooke feel that bad.
You have control of the board. You can stick.
Let's do with what was the other one? Subjective.
Purely
one.
Subjective. The best tag team in the entire freaking world.
Huh. I don't know.
You can at least guess one. Patrick.
The Midnight Express.
No, this is modern day.
The Revival.
Hang on, let me get back to it. It is indeed The Revival. Your new score is 13-7 in favor of Miranda. Patrick O'Dowd has control of the board.
Let's go back to the power. Do we still have power plant?
We still have two power plant questions left. We have all 5 questions of Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill, 2 questions of
Didn't
the power plant.
Didn't somebody attend Hard to Kill?
2 questions in Finish the Sentence, and 3 in Purely Subjective.
So
it was also live on pay-per-view. Anybody could have watched it.
Right. People pay for TNA pay-per-views. Anyway. We'll go back to the WCW power plant.
The only power plant graduate currently working as a backstage producer for WWE.
Oh, shit. It's not Shane Helms, is it? No.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Really? I didn't know he was a power plant guy.
Well done. Well done.
Didn't know that either. That would have been my guess too.
All right, let's finish the category then, man.
After graduating from the power plant, she became one of the NWO girls and later Scott Steiner's lead freak.
Oh, fudge. Oh God, I could see her too. I can't remember. I can't remember her name. I'm going to have to let Miranda take control or answer correctly.
Miranda? No, I can't remember.
Her name was Medasia.
Yes! Oh my God!
Yes! The score is 13.
I've never seen Patrick so worked up.
It was so weird because it's that weird ass name. Like,
yeah.
Suddenly he feels okay. Your score is 13 for Miranda, 9 for Patrick. Much closer than last time. Miranda has control of the board.
We'll continue with, was it finish that sentence?
Finish the sentence?
Yes.
Always use...
your head.
That is correct.
Let's just go ahead and get started with Impact Hard to Kill.
Okay. Oh my goodness. All right.
I may get some of this wrong. I've collected only a few hours of sleep in the last 4 or 5 days, so.
Oh my goodness. Member of the media who attended Hard to Kill on behalf of the chairshot.com.
You didn't dig with this. That would be myself, Miranda Morales.
That would be your.
I'm just going to check my phone for the next 5 questions, if you don't mind.
Score is 17 for Miranda, 9 for Patrick. Miranda, you have control of the board.
Let's jump back to Purely Subjective.
No, don't be pity switching.
Look, there's a strategy behind this, okay? Look.
Yeah, there's a strategy.
The strategy is just, you know, trying to play. I mean, I was keeping Hard to Kill for the last, you know, so that way I had the easy,
all right,
the easy ride.
Wrestling's best female, and she's not boring. You just need to beat her.
Not boring.
3 seconds.
And we lost him. Does that? Oh, I was gonna say, is that game's over? I don't know.
Patrick,
I'll just take control of the board.
All right. Let me hang on. Let me cross that question. Shayna Baszler was the answer, by the way. Shayna Baszler. Patrick, you have control of the board. You have 4 questions remaining in Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill. 1, finish the sentence, and 2, purely subjective.
We'll do the, that's really, that's it. Damn.
That's really, that's
oh, sorry. Hold on. I got a cough. We'll do purely subjective.
The most exciting and promising young independent company in wrestling today.
Are we calling AEW that?
I wouldn't consider them to be independent.
No, I guess not. Then, I don't know, MLW.
There we go. Patrick is now up to 11. 11 to 17 in favor.
This one goes to 11.
Patrick O'Dowd, yes.
Finish the sentence.
The most disappointing, yet maybe promising, company in wrestling today.
The most disappointing, what?
The most disappointing, yet maybe promising, company in wrestling today.
Whatever. I don't know.
All right, Miranda.
Is that AEW?
That would be Ring of Honor.
Oh, that was just bias or something. Okay. My bad.
It's called purely subjective for a reason.
Well, I didn't know it was category.
Who else would it be?
That's true.
I mean, the first question should have given that away.
If you're going to Alex Trebek this, you got to actually like Alex Trebek.
I didn't even hear what you said. I was listening to Adam Cole.
I said you should have Alex Trebek'd it and explained the category. That's what he does.
The first question I figured would have made it obvious when it was the greatest professional wrestler walking God's green earth today.
By the way, listeners, I want to apologize for all the coughing and whatever I got going on. I'm still under the weather, and I know I'm making all kinds of noises in the mic. Where do we got left, man?
So we have 1 finish the sentence and 4 Impact Wrestling.
Let's see what else I don't know about our sponsors with or our taglines.
I was wondering who was going to get this one. Finish the sentence. Tell me how my
I know the answer, but I refuse to do that. I don't want to point
Miranda.
Just play the fucking soundbite.
Nope.
I don't know. I gotta stand in solidarity with Patrick here. We're going to do this together. We are not going to answer this question.
That's fine, because I have the soundbite.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
And I get 1 per show. Right. It's a rule. So then Patrick regains control of the board.
Oh, geez. Well, Hard to Kill. Whatever the next question is.
He was originally slated to face Brian Cage, but ended up wrestling Daga.
I don't know because I didn't watch Hard to Kill.
Miranda.
Rob Van Dam.
That is correct.
That is correct. And just
somebody else got to attend Hard to Kill.
I know, I mean, that was the first
question. In a million years, when on this show have we actually done anything related to Impact Wrestling?
We have in the past, not recently, but we have. We previewed
it's coming
last,
back.
Last week on the Last week on the Hashtag Miranda Show, we previewed
Hardy. One person gets a press pass, and the next thing you know, here we are.
A victory extended her record-setting knockouts world championship reign.
Taya Valkyrie. I was going to say, back to the RVD thing. I know we're not necessarily discussing current events, but they just posted his post-victory celebration with him and Katie Forbes. And Katie Forbes, it's like total Attitude Era stuff, like almost X-rated. You see ass in there. There's some boobies in there. Like, I'm shocked that that is what they did. Like, shocked. It's something else.
You guys, that's all I gotta say about it.
All right, next question. Miranda has control of the board. Doesn't really have a choice, though. Thanks to an injury to his partner, this man challenged the North for the Impact World Tag Team Championships on his own.
Willie Mack.
Good old Willie Mack. Your current score is 23 for Miranda and 13 for Patrick.
Right.
Last question.
Bias.
Dallas, Texas venue that hosted Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill.
That would be the Bomb Factory.
You are correct. All right, so I have a final, not final Jeopardy, because that's, we have a final question. And I will allow you guys to wager for your final question. So Miranda has 25, Patrick has 13. You can wager for your final question. So here's what you'd have to do. Text me your wager. Wait a minute, before you do that, let me turn up my notifications so we can all hear the sound that Greg's phone makes when he's texted. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So text me your wager, as Miranda has to move her, what she's recording.
Yeah, I gotta, yes, because I'm using my phone.
So as Patrick and Miranda are texting me their wagers, Miranda has 25, Patrick has 13. This is the final question. The notification noise didn't go off. I'm really upset right now. That time it did. Very excited about that. All right, so I have everyone's wager.
Oh, Patrick.
It's a great wager, Patrick. You're down. Fantastic wager. Name of the song that opened the show. Name of the song that opened the show. I guess you got to text me your answer too, because if one person says it, the other person would know.
Yeah. You didn't think this thoroughly.
No, I didn't. So text me your answer. Name of the song that opened the show. Riveting. That Adam Cole baby you hear is from Miranda's answer. And we didn't get one for Patrick O'Dowd's answer because that was already in the app. And it doesn't matter. So, first up, we have Miranda. Miranda's answer was Fantastic Man.
Read my wager first before I read my answer. Thank you.
Sorry, the soundbite thing is being very slow. Pat, and Miranda's wager was 10 points. So with her wager of 10 points, Miranda now has 35 points. Patrick O'Dowd would have normally gone first in this, but because of his answers, could not have gone first in this. So we'll go completely out of order. Wager for Patrick O'Dowd was... Go fuck yourself. That was Patrick O'Dowd's wager. Patrick O'Dowd's answer was... Go fuck yourself too. Electric Boogaloo.
Yes!
Yes!
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Giving Patrick a grand total of 20 points for his performance in the final question. Your final score is Miranda 35, Patrick 33. Miranda Morales still remains your wrestling game show champion.
Well done. Woo woo.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah.
A strong wager of go fuck yourself will always.
I know that. That, I mean, Patrick's the real MVP in this.
Right. Yes, most valuable player is Patrick O'Dowd. Not winner, but most valuable.
I'm okay with it.
Player, you are.
I still feel like I kind of got the last laugh on that one. So, you guys know literally. How
to party. You did. You did indeed.
Yeah. So.
Here we go. The second ever edition of the Wrestling Game Show. Miranda, do us a favor before we go. We'll do a quick topic. Before we go into the quick topic, do us a little favor.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
Give them the t-shirt spiel. Give them the t-shirt spiel.
Give them the t-shirt spiel. Yes, everyone, you should go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. There you can find over 15 different varieties of t-shirts there, all in support of thechairshot.com. Different styles, different colors, and every shirt that you get supports thechairshot.com. Don't forget, though, spend a little extra money. Do yourself a favor and treat yourself by getting the soft style t-shirt. A few extra dollars. But, I mean, luxury knows no cost. There you can get the OG Chair Shot shirt. Use your head. One of the answers from our game show earlier. Of course, the hashtag journalism shirt and hashtag save tag team wrestling. The Jesus did the job. Lots of shirts available all on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
It's boss time.
So let's introduce the topic properly, though. Let's give it a real introduction.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes.
Yes, theme from 3 Minute Warning, brought to you by the most underrated band in the world, Two Skinny Jays. This week, it was revealed that Ring of Honor re-signed a talent under a contract. Not the decision that a lot of people expected this person to make. However, Marty Scurll has re-signed to remain on board with Ring of Honor. It's rumored that, we don't know how long the deal is, it is also rumored that he has been given some form of creative control. A lot of people are reporting that he is now the lead booker of Ring of Honor, while Delirious, Hunter Johnston, maintains his role of executive producer because he's produced and formatted television, which Marty Scurll has not done. He is also free to work for NWA Power, and depending on who you trust or don't trust, possibly New Japan and maybe even AEW. So, thoughts on Marty Scurll sticking around with Ring of Honor? Patrick, what do you think?
I mean, if Ring of Honor was willing to give up the farm to keep him and to take some sort of creative direction with him, I think it makes a lot of sense for Marty Scurll. You know what I mean? Like, I just hope that I kind of hope that it is true that he's getting the book, even if it's that with some guidance or something. I can't remember what it was, like with Delirious giving him some guidance and helping him like make the booking happen or actually doing some of the work too, because Lord knows Ring of Honor needs something. And who knows if Marty's the guy, but it's certainly not the guy they have. So yeah, I think it makes sense in that regard.
Miranda.
Yeah. I find it very interesting because a lot of people had speculated he was going to jump to AEW because a lot of his friends were already there. We saw Kenny do that. And I think there was an assumption that Marty was locked in his contract, and that, you know, just as soon as his contract was up, he was just going to jump on over. So for him to stay with Ring of Honor and to get a lot of these additional perks is maybe the unique thing that these other companies couldn't offer him, was the ability to work more behind the scenes, to have more influence in booking decisions. With these other companies, he would have just been a wrestler. He may have had influence on his own storylines, but not on a company. And maybe that is a direction he wants to go in professionally as well. So it's impressive, though, that Ring of Honor is rolling out this red carpet for him. I'm curious as to what this means for other people in Ring of Honor, or maybe, you know, people whose ears perked because of this, that maybe they want to pursue things with Ring of Honor if they're offering some unique opportunities for wrestlers. But I mean, Marty seems to have the best of everything now. He gets to still work with other promotions. He has a good contract with Ring of Honor. Now, you know, taking on more roles within Ring of Honor. So it sounds like a great deal, but hopefully this helps Ring of Honor in the long run, and especially with their booking and their, you know, kind of decline as a company over the past, you know, few years. Hopefully this pays off for both Marty and the company.
It's interesting. It's reported that he's getting quote unquote WWE main roster money. Now, I don't know if that's like what people were getting, which is the $250,000, or kind of the new minimum, which is now the $500,000. I don't know where that's at. Who knows? But
well, and what does main roster money mean? Does that mean, you know, Kurt Hawkins' main roster money?
That's literally the question I just asked. That's literally what I just said.
Or well, but I'm saying, is it the minimum or is it the upper echelon?
Literally what I just talked about. I just
really the top guys.
I mean, I know you didn't listen to the commercial earlier, and that's why you got that question. Yeah.
It's slightly different. You were saying new versus old, while Patrick was saying, you know, lower tier versus higher tier.
Right. So, you know.
Okay. Because I assume there's no way he's getting higher tier. Like, Matt Taven was reported to be getting three times what he got previously, and it was supposed to be in the area of between 100 and 150. So I can't imagine they suddenly went to $1 million for Marty Scurll. Like, that just is...
You never know. Those deep Sinclair pockets.
Yeah, they're spending so much money on Ring of Honor. It's the shows.
They're reinvesting into the product.
Yeah, big time. Huge reinvestment into the product. But the interesting thing for me is the creative input, because... let's just be honest, like, that hasn't really helped AEW a whole hell of a lot. Like,
no.
I mean, their women's division is garbage, and it's booked by Kenny Omega. The tag team division was going well, but now it's just the Young Bucks over everybody, and it's booked by the Young Bucks. And then the heavyweight division, being booked by Cody Rhodes, is just literally one drop stake after another as they go from week to week to week. And you know, but DDP's got a match coming up soon, so it's okay. And so is this kind of a chink in the armor of AEW, so to speak, that Marty was like, nah, I'm not going to go to there. I'm not, like, is this showing that maybe they're not the best option? Maybe they're not shelling out the money? Because that was a rumor that they weren't going to stop now with the checkbook and try to actually make some money and do all that. Like, is it kind of the first real hit to AEW?
Was it a hit, really? Or is it just... Sorry. I don't know if I'd call it a hit. I think that people are going to be savvy, though, and look for the best deal for them. And so if you want to call it a hit to AEW, we don't know what Marty Scurll was looking for. We don't know what he was really thinking. So I think it's a little I think it's unfair to say hit to AEW. What I do think that, you know, maybe is true is that Marty took a nuanced approach. Like he was a legit free agent and could probably go most places with little trouble. And he, you know, I'm actually going to go to a Rob Van Dam quote, because Rob Van Dam got criticized for choosing Impact. But Van Dam was like, this is the company that is for me and what works for me and what I'm going to do. And, you know, screw you for judging me for that. But I just think that Scurll took a look at the landscape, saw where he could get the best deal for him, where he's going to be the guy. Because that's the other thing, is he's just part of a shuffle of guys over at AEW and the WWE or wherever he could have gone. this is a real serious position of power and a big move for him. And so maybe it really just came to the end of the day that this is what's best for him.
That's the same Rob Van Dam who, by the way, then made a WWE appearance and said that they were asking him if he just came out of retirement. So
right,
there is that. So Miranda, what do you think? Is it a chink in the armor? Or is it a hit to AEW?
I think if it is, it's not because of the money. It's because of the bonds between those individuals, is that there was this, you know, association through the Bullet Club and a friendship that a lot of people saw through being the Elite and through shows and social media. So I think if people are curious as to why is your friend not deciding to join your company, I think that's probably where more of a question lies than the actual money, because, you know, business is business when it comes to salaries and, you know, other opportunities. But that's also kind of at the core of AEW and what it's been not necessarily built around, but a lot of the marketing at the core of it that's circulated is we're just a bunch of friends that decided to put this wrestling company together, you know, and that's what unites us. And that's what makes us different. And that's what makes us cool. So I think could have maybe a deeper meaning or a deeper chink than just money, because ultimately it's a buyer's market. You know, there's so many companies and opportunities out there that it is super competitive now. For companies to sign talented individuals. So I don't think for AEW, I mean, it's going to harm them anymore, but it may impact their reputation if it's foreseen that, you know, Marty may not want to work with these people on a professional level, even though they're all supposed to be friends. Who knows?
What does it mean for Ring of Honor moving forward? Like, does it change their outlook in the eyes of talent? Does it... Is this the answer? Is it at least allowing people to ask different questions? Like, where does this put Ring of Honor?
I'm curious because the Ring of Honor, you know, just a few months ago was under scrutiny for not paying its women well. So to now have this report of how well Marty's getting paid, I'm surprised there isn't much more conversation about that. And why all of a sudden is he getting all this money when they don't have the best history of paying talents on a more equal scale? So I think once that starts circulating around, it may hurt them a little bit more, maybe in the short term. Maybe it will cause them to really reevaluate their structure and start looking at paying talent a little bit more equally. But it is a big feather in their cap to have Marty stay. I mean, it probably will have some kind of positive influence on how people perceive the company. But I think it's going to, you know, also be a show and tell, you know, wait to see how well this actually works. And if we see differences in the company and differences in booking that show that, it, you know, the money was worth it.
Patrick,
right. It's all about it's all about the payoff on the investment. If our week turns around.
Sorry, my phone went off. I forgot to turn the volume off.
Did I text you again?
No, the wife.
But oh, that's nice.
Yes.
No, the real thing.
Message incoming from the lovely and talented Miss DeMarco.
So anyway, back to the whole wrestling conversation.
Yes, the topic of the show.
Really, it does. It does come down to ultimately the payoff and whether it was the right investment. If Marty comes in and, you know, revitalizes Ring of Honor, you know, as a gangbuster storyteller, people love it. It makes all this buzz. It starts drawing houses again that are worth something. Then nobody's going to care how much Marty cost. And the talent won't care because they're going to go along for the ride and get paid more too, in theory. If he bombs and he flames out, well, then it was a terrible decision. And everybody will say that it was a terrible and short-sighted decision. But people right now in the moment who are claiming that's a terrible and short-sighted decision, they don't know. They're just speculating and hoping that they're right.
Somewhere, the Elite is sitting in whatever city Dynamite is on Wednesday night singing this song.
You got no choice, babe, but to move on. You know, there ain't no time to wait.
Patrick O'Dowd at Wrestling Realist. It's WrestlingRealist on the Twitter. Host of Bandwagon Nerds came out Tuesday night this week over at thechairshot.com. Go and check it out again. That's at thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
How do you feel about the Tuesday night time slot compared to the noon time slot? What do you think about that?
Well, it threw off my poll question today because I was all ready to go. We were going to put the poll question up at noon, right, when you put the show up because it's based on the show. And so that was a little bit of a surprise. Yeah, it's your network, man. If you want to move us around like we're a Friday night sitcom going nowhere on NBC, then that's your call. But I don't know. I'm enjoying doing the show. So as long as it gets played, I was actually doing the listen back before the show. We did the top 10 science fiction films, or our top 10 science fiction films of the 80s as part of the 80s project. That's what we're doing for the next few weeks. It's categorizing films and giving our top 10s. So, and then we took our number ones, our three number ones are the polls today. So the number ones were The Empire Strikes Back, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and Back to the Future. And so
I'm assuming the last one was Rick's.
Yes, the last one was definitely Rick's. Empire was definitely Dave's, and mine was Star Trek. Right. But we also have a Twitter account there too, so follow at Bandwagon Nerds. That's where the poll is. Vote, give us a follow, give us a listen. Really digging what we're doing. I'm enjoying it, and I hope other people are as well.
Yes, go check it out. Bandwagon Nerds every Tuesday, probably at noon. I'll probably just keep it there at noon to make life easy for them. And at Bandwagon Nerds on the Twitter. Miranda Morales at the hashtag Miranda. What can people expect on your show, the hashtag Miranda show, on Wednesday?
Yes, so we will be going over Hard to Kill. I was at the Impact pay-per-view this past Sunday. We'll be going over the matches, the environment, a bit of the weekend in Dallas. And I have a very special interview, so don't want to spoil it, but I do have a special interview with someone that, you know, very fond of. Many people will know and recognize this person. So stay tuned and listen to the hashtag Miranda show.
Yeah. Also, don't want to jinx it because that can happen sometimes.
Yes. So yes, exactly. Don't want to jinx it.
All right, so head on over at Chairshot Greg on your social media, thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, powerslam.tv, promo code Chairshot. Check it all out, and we'll be back right here with the third edition of the Wrestling Game Show. No, I'm just kidding. With the next edition of the Greg DeMarco Show.
Loud. Wow.